It's me, Finn, from Offbeat Oregon, with a special announcement, followed by a special feature, because as a heavy podcast listener myself, I hate it when an episode of a show pops up and it's nothing but the host shooting his mouth off. The special feature is a reading from Conversations with Bull Whackers, Mule Skinners, Pioneers, Prospectors, 49ers, Indian Fighters, Trappers, Ex-Barkeepers, Authors, Preachers, Poets, and Near-Poets, and All Sorts and Conditions of Men, by Fred Lockley. Mr. Lockley, as you probably know, was a legendary Portland Journal reporter and columnist with a column titled Conversations with the Journal Man. It ran regularly on the editorial page for about 20 years, starting in 1911. Some of his most colorful accounts got collected in 1981 into this two-volume set by Mike Helm, and that's what I'll be pulling this from. But first, you have to sit through the announcement, because I'm just mean like that. I'll keep it short. At the end of this month, Friday, May 29th, 2026, at 7 p.m., I will be joining several colleagues to put on a pop history fundraiser to benefit the Polk County Fairgrounds, which is threatened with closure due to obsolete electrical stuff that they can't afford to upgrade. The fundraiser is a presentation on the history of Camp Adare, the stories from what for a few years was Oregon's third largest city. On the stage will be yours truly, along with author and pop historian Bruce Haney, archaeologist David Winkler, and podcaster Marcus Axford. Salt Creek Cider House will be there pouring drinks. El Pique Mexican Cuisine will be there with a food truck dispensing deliciousness, and I'm currently in the process of trying to hornswoggle the Adare Living History folks to come and participate, if nothing else to tell us in real time if we get any facts wrong or incomplete. And I do hope you can join us. It'll be great to see you. We'll be in Building B, Polk County Fairgrounds, 520 South Pacific Highway in Riccreol. Riccreol, of course, is the little itty-bitty town just north of Monmouth on Highway 99. Again, that's Friday, May 29th, so it's the weekend after Memorial Day weekend, and I hope to see you there. Also, because it's a fundraiser, there is a cover charge. It costs $10 to get in. Okay, now here's the Journalman article. It's pretty interesting, I have to say. It's a conversation by Fred Lockley with a blind man named James Frank Tomlinson, who developed a weird, inexplicable ability to move in the world without bumping into things. I don't want to say it was a sixth sense, but it kind of sounds like one. This conversation, by the way, was published on June 1st of 1927 in the Portland, Oregon Journal. Here we go. James Frank Tomlinson of Tillamook, Oregon. I suppose you wonder how a man who is totally blind can earn his living and get along. For some years I ran a ferry across the Tillamook River. I took passengers in my skiff and teams in my scow. I can travel through the thickest woods or brush, and in spite of no trail, I can go directly to where I am headed for and return home. For many years I ran a 180-acre farm in Tillamook County. I raised beef cattle. I did all my own housework and kept my house as neat as wax. I can go anywhere I want, and I never run into anything. I can't explain it to you, and you wouldn't believe it if I did, but when I am passing down a country road, I can tell where a post is, where a fence is, where a lane or crossroad comes in. It isn't that there is an echo from these things, but I can feel them. For example, in walking down a hall, I instinctively make the proper turns. Just as you, with your eyes, can see the shadow of a thing, I can feel an object or the presence of a solid wall or any other object. I used to live in Douglas County, and I traveled all over the country on horseback. I also lived in Coos County for a while. I can hear things of which you are absolutely unconscious. For example, in rowing across the river, I don't go by the feel of the water on my boat, but I can hear the slap of water on the opposite shore, so naturally I can head straight across the stream. I suppose a person who has lost his sight makes up for it, not only in a keener hearing, but in a more retentive memory. For example, if you take a trip of 5 miles and want to go back the same way, you would have very little idea of the character of the land over which you had passed, but I would know just about where I was from the feel of the land, whether it was on a footpath that was mossy, whether it was graveled, whether I was on the hard road. I could tell you almost exactly how far I had come to just where I was, which is probably more than you could do. Okay, so that's it for this weekend's special announcement with benefits bonus episode. I hope you can join us for the fundraiser show at the end of the month. And in the meantime, go out there and fill up the rest of the weekend with good stuff. Bye now.